Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
It's time to go to our first caller of the day. I'm very excited about this one. Can anyone forget the amazing moment on the toy show last year when Michael Maloney was singing away? Remember, he was singing away? And out comes Dermot Kennedy to join him. It was an incredible moment. I have a little clip. Remember this?
I knew from the start we'd be the one to set me free. A day in the park when the hurt would hide from me. Those eyes used to know me, it's been way too long. You are the moon and the stars and all they gaze upon. Time won't ever move slowly, what you waiting on? What you waiting on? We used to be guided. When did we stop?
How did he keep going? I don't know how he did it. It was a lovely, lovely moment. Well, Michael has released his own single that has just gone on to number one in the iTunes, and he's on the line now. Michael, how's it going? Lovely to talk to you again.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing? Thanks so much for having me back on.
It's great to have you. Listen, when you hear that clip, I mean, there was huge excitement after that. Was everyone talking about, you know, this amazing kid from Mayo? And what was it like for you after that?
Oh, it was so mental, but it was so brilliant because, you know, before that I'd been kind of doing music always as a pastime, and it was just so amazing to be getting to do something I love so much. And, you know, there were so many interviews and between radio interviews and newspapers and even, you know, television appearances on like the Moran Dahi show in December. I went on it, and the Homeschool Hub and everything. And even it was keeping me so busy and occupied during lockdown and everything. And it was just so brilliant. And I really love it.
Well, talking about being busy, on the night, Dermot actually gave you a guitar and a voucher to record in Windmill Lane, didn't he?
Yeah. So after Windmill kindly given me the voucher, I was wondering kind of what song I could record there. And, you know, because I've written more songs, and I was wondering if I would record one of them. And then, you know, one day Mum was making me breakfast and in a pan, and I looked over, and my dad was a chef, and so he used to cook me breakfast in the same pan. And I was just kind of, you know, remembering back to those times, and then it kind of came to me like a light bulb moment. I was just like, you know, why don't I write a song for my dad, you know?
Yeah, you've dedicated it to your late father, Emmett, who I know you've said before was your best pal. The song is called All That I Do. Was it tough to write?
It was, but, you know, it kind of helps to, like, what I do is just distance myself from the lyrics almost in a way. You know, I kind of imagine it as if I'm writing it about someone else, or, you know, someone else's story rather than my own, to kind of, you know, keep it less emotional in a way.
And to keep it together, I suppose.
Yeah.
To keep it like you did on the Late Late Show when Dermot Kennedy frightened the bejesus out of you on the night.
Yeah.
You definitely have nerves of steel, and you need it for this kind of industry. And I have to ask you about that, because how old are you, Michael?
I'm 14.
Right. So you're 14. You've gone to number one in the iTunes charts. You've written a song. You've recorded in Windmill Lane. You're, you know, busy mates with Dermot Kennedy. How are you finding it all? I mean, I always talk on the show about really young people, or even kids, you know, finding fame, and how it can be very difficult to kind of navigate that. Have you got someone looking after you?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's totally changed. And, you know, we're always... there's never a dull moment, you know. We're always either onto Universal, because, you know, that was absolutely just crazy, because when I had first written the song for my dad, you know, I never really thought it would be heard by anyone. I just kind of wrote it for myself, and I thought I'd, you know, put it up on my own Spotify, which I had just made just for maybe a few covers or something, just for something that I'd have for my dad, because I felt he deserved it. And then Universal got involved, and that was I'd never been so excited before. And so, you know, now we're always hunted the team at Universal, and they're so lovely as well. And, you know, we're always so excited to get an email from them, because you never know what's happening next, you know.
Amazing. And, I mean, that's a lot to take on. I mean, is your family and your friends, have you got any good advice to keep you grounded? Because you're going to be a huge star, Michael. I mean, this is going to happen. So what do you think it's important to remember with all this going on?
You know, just kind of enjoy it for what it is, you know, and just really have fun, and just no matter what, just kind of keep going, and you know, just have fun is the main thing. You know, if you're not having fun, then yeah, what's the point?
Exactly. When it stops being fun, that's when it, you know, you need to have a look at it. Keep having fun, and it sounds like you're having a great time. I mean, you've had a bonkers year. What's school been like?
Oh, it's been so great. You know, when I went back, actually, the first class after I went back last weekend after the show, my class had actually been planning me a surprise party. So the first class was SPHE, and they had told me that it was in the computer room. So I went around the school looking in every computer room, but they were all empty. And so I was like going like a wild goose chase around the school. And the reason they had actually told me that was so that they could get prepared. And they had loads of sweets and streamers and decorations and balloons. And my friend, who was really into baking, actually made me a really lovely cake. It was just absolutely brilliant.
Did you burst so into the room and go, excuse me, I only eat blue M&Ms. Can get rid of all of them. I'm a huge star now.
Not this time, no.
Not this time, maybe for the next party. But listen, your school sounds so supportive. Do you want to give them a shout out?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jesus and Mary Secondary School in Gertner Abbey in Cross Malina.
Cross Malina, good on them.
My friends in my class, St. Margaret's class in second year.
They sound like a great bunch to do that for you, and very, very, very proud. Listen, I just got a text in. Is your birthday on Wednesday?
It is, yeah.
Well, that's the party you can walk in and go, only blue M&Ms, get rid of everything else. What is this? What is this rubbish you have for me? What's the plan on Wednesday? What do you plan on doing?
Nothing too much. You know, I used to have really big parties when I was like younger, but I've kind of eased out of them a bit. So I might just go pier jumping with my friend, because we're really big into like kayaking and pier jumping. So I might go pier jumping with my friends.
Oh God, I was about to have a word with you. I thought you said pier dumping. I mean, after the weekend we've had, I thought, is this a thing now that they're doing? They're just going around and dumping stuff in the water. Pier jumping, amazing. So you're big into doing that kind of stuff with your pals?
Yeah, and like supping over the summer, even, you know, kayaking or supping, because my friend has a stand-up paddleboard.
Cool.
And yeah, so that should be fun.
Oh, well, listen, it sounds like you're well-grounded. Not only are you, you know, making tunes and, you know, top of your game, you're finding time to relax and to do other stuff and hang out with your friends.
Yeah, because, you know, I haven't really had a chance with everything to hang out with my friends in ages. So I'm hopefully over the summer going to get to meet a lot of them and, you know, meet up with them.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've good friends. So listen, is it going to be another single soon?
Oh, hopefully. I have about 5 or 6 more songs written. So my like hope, I guess, is to release an album, maybe, if I'm lucky. Yeah, I know. That'd be really exciting.
What's it like going into a studio? I mean, is it daunting? You know, you're 14, you went into a studio, you recorded a song. What was it like?
It was so mind-blowing. Like, I'd never been to an actual, like, recording studio or anything. So to get my first studio experience to be in Windmill Lane was kind of, you know, amazing. So when you went in, you know, you went into this big room with this big mixing board with all these switches and dials, and I was kind of in awe. I was looking at them and I didn't know what they do. Like, so when you went in, they had all soundproof the room, and it was like so strange. You had to kind of adjust to the acoustics in the room, and you could feel almost the soundproofing resonating in your head. It was such a strange experience.
Did you just sing the song at once and go, okay, I'm off, I'm done, that's me done. See you later, lads.
Oh, geez, no. It was the whole day of take two. It was really fun, though.
It's interesting to hear that side of it, because it's not as easy as it sometimes looks. And the fact that you record one song, you're in there singing all day. Do you look after your vocal cords? Do you have to mind yourself?
Yeah, you have water, and then, you know, the whole week leading up to it, my mouth was just zipped shut, literally, you know. I couldn't speak. I didn't want it to be all hoarse for the day, so I was just kind of waiting for that day, and then I could let loose.
Well, listen, you're a great young fella. I wish you the very, very best of luck with everything you do. Happy birthday on Wednesday. Will we have a listen to the song?
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much.
Let's do it. See you, Michael. Bye, love, bye. That is Michael. He is 14. Is he 14 on Wednesday or is he 15? He's 15 on Wednesday. My God. He writes it himself. He is going to be huge, and he's the most grounded young fella ever. Here is his song, All That I Do. Enjoy.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.